RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelia along with legendary quarterback Herb Tyler.
That's right.
Here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. We're on until 4:30, and at 4:30 we'll hand it off to the LSU Radio Network. Chris Blair and company will take over. And at 6:30, it will be kickoff time. Also want to thank the good folks, too, at BAP Construction for making this work here each and every week on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. One of the things that came to mind, we're talking about Coach Rob. One of the things he brought up as he was talking to Buddy and I was about, he says that he thinks it was 1972 or 73 that he came to Baton Rouge for a talk. And he said, I got to talk to Coach McClendon. And he says, I told him, I said, Coach, how about we try to schedule a game between LSU and Grambling?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I think it would really be great if we could do it. And he said, Coach Mack told him, Coach, it might be a good idea, but I think you'll have to have that talk with the next coach at LSU. Coach was, man, listen, I'm in enough trouble now.
That's right.
You know, if something happens, I lose to Grambling. Yeah, you know, the end of story for me. But and he got a big kick out of it, you know, because him and Coach Bryant were close friends. And he was like, Coach McClendon was, no. Talk to the next coach because, man, I'm on enough of a hot seat here. But it goes to show how times have changed dramatically.
Yeah.
And how the SWAC teams have had to adjust also in getting a lot more developmental players.
Absolutely.
You might take a 6'5", 230-pound offensive lineman mm-hmm. and hope in 2 years he's a 280, 290-pound lineman. And if he's really good, he might not be with you for long. He might be at an SEC or a Big 12 school afterwards.
That's right. So when the floodgates opened up and everybody started pulling these, you know, black players from everywhere, right? And then so the HBCUs kind of started just getting the spillage, if you will. So it's really – it's a testament to the HBCU coaches who's developed the guys in that league where they are now today to say, wait, these guys are doing something really right because they still got a really great brand of football that's being played. They still got really good athletes that are playing in that league. And it's one of those things where – you have a guy who can be really great at the next level. Because every year we see two or three guys that get drafted, maybe late in the draft, in the NFL draft, and then they still make a team for in the NFL. And so it's important to give everybody the opportunity to be able to play. And with the way that the transfer portal is right now, you never know what's going to happen. There may be a guy like in Crawley, like he's talking about, as a quarterback at Grambling, he may have some opportunities that he's, you know what, man, I see an opportunity at the ULL or somewhere like that, La Tech, and he can jump in the transfer portal and go play for them if that's the case, if that's what he wants to do. Now, I remember coming out in 1995, and there was no SWAC school that recruited me. And one of the reasons why they didn't recruit me, because they said, we know you're going to a bigger league.
Okay, I get that part.
But here's what I didn't get about it, is you didn't try. Because you didn't know what my background
that's
was.
That's right.
You didn't know if my parents went to Grambling or Southern or Hampton or wherever. You never tried. And for me, that's the only thing that I had some issues with when I was being recruited, or lack thereof being recruited by HBCUs. Because what I did love was I love the bands. I love the atmosphere. I love the camaraderie. I love the pageantry of it all. I really love being a part of that HBCU community. I love that, but I didn't have the opportunity to go.
I talked to Tim Rebo from Nicholls State about this, and they will have the game like Grambling has this year. Mm-hmm. Now, if I'm LSU, I go to Jonathan Terrell, the athletic director at Nicholls, and Coach Rebo and say, you know what? Instead of us starting against USC, guys, let's play this game in week
in
zero.
Yes,
and listen, you still get your money, and we move you up into game one, mm-hmm. which really is how they call it today, week zero, yep. and play the Nicholls State game that particular time. Because I think for a lot of LSU fans is, wait a minute, why can't we kind of have a tune-up game before we play in a Florida State back-to-back years? Or next year it's USC that you start the season out with.
Yep.
And I think they'll have that conversation, Herb. It's just not me thinking of that. I think that conversation has to have had already been done at LSU, and I'm sure Nicholls State would go along with it.
Well, here's the thing. You know, Florida State didn't have a tune-up game.
They did the year before.
They're not this year. Yeah, I don't think USC will have a tune-up game next year, but maybe they will, maybe they won't. I agree, but I think what Verge was looking at when he scheduled all of these games was the fact that we're LSU and we're going to play whoever, whenever, wherever. It doesn't matter. And I love that about the schedule. The thing is, we should be a team well-coached enough to come out to play anybody first game and at least look the part. You know, the frustration that we have about what happened last week
is the vision of how it looked in the second half.
It just didn't look good at all. It was like a whole different team. It's like, who is this? So I think at the end of the day, we have to be mindful of, yes, I agree with you. Maybe we have that tune-up game. If it is, it should be an in-state school who gets that money at LSU. And then we figure it out from there. But, you know, I think Nicholls State would be a great opponent. A week zero opponent. I think any of your Southerns, your Gramlins, not so much ULL, but maybe a McNeese or something.
Because they've done it already with La Tech.
That's right. We played La Tech. We played McNeese. All of those.
McNeese got it out of there. They didn't even have to snap it.
No.
No, the lightning hit.
That's right.
Guys, give me the money. We out of here. We going to Lake Charles.
Right.
We going with our check with it on that. That
that's
was pretty
right.
good.
But it's always interesting. It's always fun to have a Louisiana school or brand that comes to Tiger Stadium and play so they can keep the money in Louisiana.
Yeah, and you think about it, what Alabama has done in the past. They've done it differently from year to year. This year they played Middle Tennessee to start it off.
Yep.
But I remember – they started off a season one time playing against Southern Cal.
That's right.
And they beat the holy snot out of them guys.
I mean,
USC was, wait a minute now. I don't know about scheduling these games in week one. But if you come up with a big enough check, man, all these schools, man, let me sign that. I'm ready to go.
Well, it goes back to, once again, preparation, right? If you're a big school, like, again, at LSU, we should have the right coach every year moving forward from here until infinity. And our team should be ready to play whoever we put across from us first game of the season.
Yeah, because if you looked at Michigan, you looked at Florida State last week.
If you looked at Colorado
they look ready.
Everybody.
And look how many new players they got. They
That's
looked
right.
ready. But it was the vision.
The visual.
Of that second part and really the second half. And you look sort of confused. And I think the big change is now situational football. LSU didn't win that against Florida State in the first half.
No.
They didn't win that situational football.
No, they didn't win the situational football. They was in the right situations, but they did not, you know, complete.
They made no plays.
They did not make any plays. I mean, it was just it looked like we had no fire. It looked like we were, you know, deer in the headlights type of thing. It looked like the game was too big for us. It felt like, to be honest with you, it felt like it came from the coaching staff all the way down. Because I did not see any kind of sort of in-game adjustments or anything like that. I didn't see any fire on the sideline. I didn't see anybody trying to, you know, rah-rah people up. I didn't see any of that. And I was looking for that. And Jeff had mentioned it earlier. You know, it probably didn't matter if they made any adjustments or anything like that, because in that second half, Florida State was just, they put it in a different gear. LSU did not do that, and that's what we were looking for. When, at what point are we going to utilize our speed, our strength, and our size to be able to combat what Florida State is doing? And we didn't see that. And sometimes that's all about having that dog in you. And that's what Jeff was talking about, is you either have a dog in you
or you don't. There is no medium ground in that. Oh, I got it every once in a while. No, you either got it
or you don't have it.
That's just the way it is. But I have heard from people in the know, Brian Kelly was not a very happy camper with his coaching staff this week.
I bet he wasn't.
He was a firecracker. He was the electrical wire with no insulation.
I wasn't happy with him.
And man, I think they heard a good earful about what happened against Florida State. We'll be back to wrap it up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. We're live from Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us, and we'll have a lot more. And the LSU Grambling game right here on the Big 870 WWL at 6:30 tonight.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We're finishing up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. We want to thank the good folks at MAP Construction for making this work. And we're at Acme Oyster House at 3535 Perkins Road. Come on by. We have some tables left over. So before you go to the game, you can swing on by, get you some good food here at Acme Oyster House. Herb, this got to be better than what we saw last week. It can't be any worse. And I suspect you're going to see some fire from this LSU football team.
If it ain't better, I'll be at practice on Monday, just so you know.
You better be there tomorrow. Ain't no none of this Monday.
No, I got to go to church tomorrow, and I got to do some stuff in the yard tomorrow.
After church, you know, you get your prayers in and everything, but you're going to have to take care of business if this goes south tonight.
Yeah, I don't think it's going south tonight. I just want to see what we do. Do we come out with fire? Do we come out with passion? Are we really excited about playing the game tonight? Are we really excited about playing in front of our home crowd in Tiger Stadium? And, you know, it's a huge game because what we haven't talked about yet was how impactful this game is going to be on the state of Louisiana with LSU and Grambling playing for the very first time. We haven't talked about that because of how bad they played last week. But that is huge. So I'm excited to see what that looks like. I'm excited to listen to the pageantry and see all of that and just understand what people's stories are about that first game playing Grambling State in Tiger Stadium. That's going to be really cool to see. So I'm really anxious to see what kind of running game we're going to have. Yeah. I don't want to see Jaden running around.
I agree with you.
I just don't want to see that.
I don't want to see him get beat up.
No.
And I think we're going to see – because of what I think will happen, we're going to get a good look at Garrett Nussmeier tonight also.
Okay.
I think in the second half, I think Garrett will be in there.
I mean, if he's not in there, that means we don't have enough points on
that
the board.
That means that this team's in trouble.
That's right. That's right.
One way or another.
Correct. So, yeah, I agree. We should see a lot of Garrett Nussmeier, and I want to see from Garrett a lot of really great decision-making processes, right? because if he doesn't do that, the one thing he did really well in the bowl game last year was he made some great decisions and put the ball on the money. And did the same thing against Georgia as well. So I thought he played very well in both of those games. But prior to that, we saw him just kind of gunslinging it, throwing it all over the yard and just making mistake after mistake, meaning throwing interceptions and things of that nature. But I really think that it's going to be a really great game tonight. I think LSU is going to play very, very well. I think they're going to play very inspired football. I think they're going to play like the team that we thought we would see last week. And I also think that we're going to catch some punts tonight, too. I don't think we're going to fumble or muff any punts. I have faith in Aaron Anderson.
I want to take a good look at Logan Diggs, but yes. Who I really want to see carry the ball, Caleb Jackson.
That's right.
Man, I want to see Caleb with the football. And I get it, not giving him much of an opportunity in game one. I get that part. Tonight, in the second half, I want to see Caleb Jackson carrying the football.
Now look, there's some opportunities in times when you just got to play people. And maybe last week wasn't the time. Well, tonight is that night, right?
And I've had people tell me, well, he doesn't know how to pass protect well. Well, don't put him in that situation.
Yeah.
I put him either as a runner or a receiver coming out the backfield.
That's right.
I don't, you know, not every time the running back's got a pass protect.
No.
But I do know he can run the football, and he's a flash player. I mean, he's a guy, when he gets it, he turns power into speed, and he's up the field. And I think somewhere in this season, Caleb Jackson is going to be a big part of this offense.
I think he will, and he has to be. And I think if we don't allow him that opportunity to be, then we're not making the right decision.
Yeah, shame on you then.
That's right.
Because you can say, oh, well, give red shirt, man, ain't giving
ain't no
Caleb Jackson no red shirt at LSU.
Look, at the end of the day, no one comes to college football a red shirt anymore. We're not red shirting anymore. You need to win games. If you're going to be – So here's my thing. My thing is, if you're going to get paid $10 million a year or whatever, put whoever you need to put in the game to win the game. Play them as much as you can. There's so much talent. There's no point in sitting people on the bench just because you want to sit them on the bench. I'm all for playing any and everybody. There's, 75, 80 plays now in college football? Give everybody an opportunity. Why not? There's no – I mean, you recruited these people, or these people are already on scholarship, if you will. Give them opportunities to play the game.
The other thing, too, is along the defensive front, be our first look at watching Savion Jones on one side, Mason on the other, Mason Smith, and Makai Wingo.
Yeah.
That's our first opportunity to see these three guys.
Yeah.
And what they can do and the type of impact they'll have. And I wouldn't show you everything I'm going to do with Harold Perkins, but I'll give you a little glimpse.
It's going to be a glimpse, and that glimpse is enough. And I think those other two guys are going to make a huge impact on this game tonight, and it's going to be interesting to see.
All right, Herb, great show again as usual,
yes,
buddy.
Sir.
I really appreciate it. And that's it for us here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. I want to thank everybody here from Acme Oyster House for having us here. 3535 Perkins Road. Also, Map Construction. I want to thank them also. We're going to throw it to the LSU Radio Network coming up shortly.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.